This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that your local government officials have become totalitarians, well, you're probably right. Follow your gut instinct. And also remember, don your tinfoil hat. Tinfoil hat thinking will get you everywhere. Do not believe those naysayers out there. It will get you everywhere. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. We're following these stories that have been breaking out. Is there going to be a DACA deal? No, there's not. We're just moving along now. It was a temporary thing. Let's not get our panties in a bunch. Government will figure it out, right? Or how about John Q. Public? How about people doing things legal and lawfully? I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, so that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure the whole thing out. And I'm telling you, we're going to figure it out because there's nothing like figuring it out in the proper way, right? Right. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I really do thank all of you for your support over the last several days. I'll tell you, it's just been absolutely chaos and mayhem going around here. And I just, to me, it's just a wonderful thing to have all this stuff happening around here in California and in the United States. It's a spectacular time. It really, truly is a spectacular time for people to be involved in the world. Now, it's kind of interesting. One of the writers who contributes to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to get her to become the host, the guest host of Agenda 21 Radio in the near future, I might add. She's, anyway, Katie Grimes, of course, longtime friend of Agenda 21 Radio, and of course contributed to Liberty Tours, which we got one coming up. We got to get slam that one down. And then she's been a contributor here for a long time, many, many years. She's a good friend of the show. And Cowan, there's also a radio host on KTKZ who wants to interview me, Phil Cowan. Yeah, that's it. So I got that just, you know, popped in my mind. I had to remember that. So anyway, we're going to be broadcasting that one. Boy, I got to figure that one out when that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen today, maybe. I don't know. We're John and Ken the other day in Los Angeles. Some places in New York, I'm not real sure. I've lost track of all the stuff that's going on about New California. Now, this is the news right now in New California. It's the buzz all over the United States. And, we are getting slammed again. Now it's morning. The sun has, come up in California. And the world is spinning. And, we're just cruising on the planet. And, you know, in another year, as it orbits the Earth, we're going to be in a different situation. I can guarantee you that. Anyway, those are some of the things that we're looking at here. Now, I've got a little bit of an interesting article. It's not just an interesting, an amazingly interesting article, but it's a fantastic article by Katie Grimes. What kind of an introduction is that for an article by anybody, right? I'm just so giddy. And by the way, I absolutely am being distracted by shiny objects in the studio. So just beware. The shiny object thing is going on right now. Okay, so this is the article that she wrote, and again, one of the things we're trying to do with New California is stop the Californication of the rest of the nation, get it? Because oftentimes what happens in California, it becomes part of the culture of the United States. So really? High taxes and overregulation like we have? California Air Resources Board coming your way? Hello? I mean, they'll just destroy the United States of America, which is what they want. So that's one of the reasons we're a stopgap. That's why everybody should be supporting New California. So anyway, this is the article. You're going to love this. She's got part one, part deux is also at hand. So she wrote this yesterday. No, the 15th, where have I been? So she comes out today with the second one. How California Democrats have turned the Golden State into a hole. Into a hole. Sweet little Katie Grimes writes that. Come on. This is too good. Isn't that what's happened? Have you checked out your riverbanks lately? I've got some good riverfront property for all of you homeless out there. Yep. And, you know, it just breaks my heart to see this in California. It just really does. The Golden State was so much talent being broken down by people like Jerry Brown and destroyed by his cult, if you will, that follows him. The cult of the monsters. I can't say enough bad things about the guy, but you know, I'll let Katie speak a little bit. We'll open this up and then come back in the second block, as we call it. This is the article: How California Democrats Have Turned the Golden State into a Hole by Katie Grimes. The new word of the week accurately describes California. Despite so-called progressives promising their policies will create a Soviet-style workers' paradise, California leftist Democrats have turned the once golden state into a hole through decades of leftist policies penalizing and demoralizing employees, employers, businesses, property owners, investors, entrepreneurs, and really anyone who wants to work hard and get ahead. These hard-working people are responding by fleeing liberal California for conservative states. The perception across the United States is that California is the state people are leaving, and that perception is accurate. More than 1,000 people each day are leaving the leftist whole blue states and moving to red states. This migration is changing the economic center of gravity in America, moving it relentlessly to the south and west. According to economist Stephen Moore, California is one of the oil and gas richest states in the nation, which should mean a mass inbound migration, but its green politicians are regulating that business out of business. So much for caring about working class Americans, Moore says. Even the tech industry isn't a growth business in California any longer, and I was on the radio the other day on KABC down in Southern California, and the radio host did not get this. He's in denial about what I'm going to read you right now. This is the state of California. Even with the tech industry, there isn't a growth business in California any longer. Cities with the fastest growth in STEM jobs are far from Silicon Valley, according to demographer Joel Koch, a good friend of ours. In some recent months, in parts of the Bay Area, the San Jose Mercury reports, the tech job count has actually declined. One of the limiting factors could be high housing costs. A recent report from the State Legislative Analyst Office, the LAO as it's called, showed that many CEOs, particularly in Silicon Valley, regard severe housing unaffordability, where you need to earn more than $200,000 annually to buy a median-priced home, as their biggest business challenge. We'll be back. Katie's knocking it out of the park. Hole we go.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, are you ready for more of Katie Grimes? This has just been an interesting article. It's called, she's got a part uno and dos. That's one and two for those of you that are bilingual or monolingual. Okay, how California Democrats have turned the Golden State into a hole. How come people haven't picked up on it? This is awesome. There's part two also. So we're reading from part one. And we're talking about the biggest problem in Silicon Valley is Silicon Valley is losing jobs and they're losing business. Their businesses are fleeing Silicon Valley. And the downturn is striking to California. This is the problem. Jerry Brown's blaming it all on Prop 13, of course, which is a bunch of crap. It's on him. He started this little go-around. And he says, so why is this happening? And why is that? That's the question. Millennials, the fuel for tech firms, also may not be as urban-centric as some have predicted. They are not urban. That must be... They're rural. I hate it when this happens. None of the stack-and-pack business and bicycles, they're out. Bicycle traffic calming anyone... You know, let's all be calm. We don't want any traffic jams. Traffic calming leads to traffic jams. Again, you know, it's the ever presence of the carbon footprint from automobiles that drives these people nuts. I hate it when that happens. They might not be as urban-centric as predicted. I'm sorry. This is my monologue. Anyway, their numbers have recently dropped or plateaued in the much-celebrated core cities of Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York after rising earlier in the decade. In contrast, many Sunbelt areas, Nashville, Charlotte, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, Orlando, enjoy stronger net population growth in those between 25 and 34 age groups, then coastal California and the Northeast. California's problem is not just people leaving, but talented young people leaving. And they're not coming here. Oops, years ago, during our better days, which they streamed in. My own millennial son, a naval officer, this is Katie Grimes now, recently transferred bases from San Diego to Virginia and said he wished he'd made the same move a few years ago. Well, not exactly a super low-tax state, but ranked 31 in the Tax Federation's 2018 State Business Tax Climate Index, Virginia is much better off than California, which rates at 48. The cost of living, open carry laws, and general non-Californian people and attitudes contributed greatly to his opinion. He spent his first 18 months out of the Naval Academy in northern Florida and appreciated the low-tax business-friendly state so much he's maintained a residence. I'm going to get right there ever since. California's economic forecast is dismal. I hate it when this happens. Now, this is exactly our thesis for New California. It says here, according to the 10th edition of the Rich States, Poor States, Alec Laffer, State Economic Competitive Index for 2017, California ranks 47th in economic outlook of all the states. Why? Top marginal personal income tax rate, 50. Top marginal corporate income tax rate, 40. Personal income tax progressivity, 50. Sales tax burden, 33. Let's see, these must be in percents, right? State liability system survey, 47. State minimum wage, 48. So these are rankings. Top marginal personal income tax rate, 50. Absolute domestic migration, 49. Average worker compensation cost, 50. Right to work state, no, 50. New California will be a right-to-work state. The ALEC report was for 2017. Since the report was published in April, California's lawmakers and governor have been hard at work further destroying the economic outlook of California. Most recently, the State Public Utilities Commission decided to close Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant, marking the end of more than half a century of nuclear power generation in the state. This will only serve to dramatically increase our energy costs, which are already the highest level in the nation. And data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration showed California households paying 17.9397 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity, or 40.9% more than the national average of 12.75%. Does that just say, what does that say to you? Governor Jerry Brown, silly Jerry, wants to ban the sale of gas in diesel-powered cars in California. There are 26 million drivers in California. More than 2 million new vehicles were registered in California last year. In most of the state, and only 5% of the California's new vehicle sales are in the first quarter of 2017 were electric vehicles, 5%. Forbes reported, in total, only 300,000 cars in California are clean vehicles, and only 4% are electric vehicles. I also beg to differ on California's definition of clean vehicles. My EcoDiesel Jeep is extremely clean, but doesn't count as a clean vehicle. To achieve Brown's goals, he will have to compel 99.6% of California drivers to trade their gas guzzlers for electric vehicles that they currently find too expensive or too impractical. Christian Briscoe wrote in Reason Hit and Run blog, hit and run, and that doesn't, this is a quote, and that doesn't even touch on the issue of providing enough charging stations for these vehicles or of generating enough electricity to power those stations. Listen, okay. Do you know how dirty these electric vehicles are? And, you know, for these batteries and all this other stuff, see, this is the rush for precious metals. You know, this is the thing that rare earth elements and all that stuff use for magnets. Rare earth elements, which abound underneath the Bundy Ranch. Did you know that? Did you know that that was one of the big problems why Bundy, you know, why the militia came running in to protect him from the government overseers and the BLM? They were trying to steal his property. Why? Because of rare earth elements, which are the crux of this little evil right here. Do you know how it's radioactive waste? They have one shut down in California already. It'll become part of New California, down by Baker, Southern California, Mojave Desert. There's only one place that's mining these right now, and that's in China. No wonder China is so interested in the Mojave Desert down there and also in Nevada. And that's Roy Reed country. You know, Harry Reid's brother or son, excuse me? Hey, I don't know about you, but you talk about Uranium One. Guess what? This is the topic. Where is Roy Reed as a player in Uranium One? Don't you love it when a little article like this prompts all this extension? Get it? You're playing with the big boys. China wants the rare earth elements, and it certainly wants the rare earth element mine outside of Baker, California, which is on the way to Las Vegas, by the way. But it's highly radioactive pollution that's yielded from these rare earth element mines. Now, I think we were fine as mining it, and we'll probably hope to reopen it as New California. The point is that if you want a clean-powered vehicle, the pollution that's generated by those vehicles and those batteries is beyond the pale and beyond more damaging than anything that a gas guzzler will do. You have to weigh these things out. What about those big, you know, fans, those turbines, the windmills out there? Oh, they have magnets too. Now, they have needs for these magnets, these rare earth elements, but here's the problem. How much pollution from that? But, you know, how many raptors have been killed? How many birds have been killed by those blades? And by the way, I remember a couple years ago, I was down there by Palm Springs, and one of them was ablaze. It was burning. And the rest of them are all just in a big wind, not spinning. Huh. That's just another corrupt scam like Solyndra. Oh, Jerry Brown and Obama. Obama. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're in the thick. We're in the mix right now. We're reviewing this article by Katie Grimes. And the article is, How California Democrats Have Turned the Golden State into the Hole. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? I mean, what can I say? Baby. What can I say? So anyway, this article by Katie Grimes, good friend of the radio show, we're talking about the elements in the abysmal situation that exists here in California, brought to you by Jerry Brown and his friends. We were last talking about vehicles, motor vehicles, and the carbon footprint. And we mentioned about things like rare earth elements and how these rare earth elements are very, very Well, they're pollutable. Man, do they create huge pollution when you go to mine them. And they, we happen to have one in the territory, we're prospective territory of New California, around Baker, California, over by Interstate 15 on the way to Vegas, that sort of thing. And, of course, you just drive that little thing right up there by, you know, Las Vegas and all those counties down there. They all have rare earth elements in them. Why do you see the Gold Butte Monument, by the way, which Obama it took over all the land there of the Bundy Ranch, in which they had all those leases and stuff like that, so-called claim by the federal government, rare earth elements. And who's interested in that? The Chinese. Because why? They make all the magnets necessary for all the automobiles, right? They process the material into, well, magnets. And, of course, that's very, very lucrative. The Chinese have a big interest in that. So all, and of course, they love the Mojave Desert so that they can place up their absolutely environmentally destructive solar panels. I don't know if you've ever flown. I mean, just, I feel that really, you know, the Mojave Desert up and around that region, I used to teach in that area, and that's where I became a very quick study in herpetology because of all the snakes. I was a biologist. And didn't really expect as a biologist to be a snake handler. I guess in my later life, it has taught me well to recognize the venomous snakes amongst the, well, the political leaders, right? Like Jerry Brown, quite a venomous little monster. Anyway, they have the unique little snake. It's called the Mojave Green. We call it the Mojave Green. It's a neurotoxic venom, about 98% neurotoxicity. Now, what that means is this. You know, when you get bit by a rattlesnake, then don't get bit by a rattlesnake. It's deadly. It is deadly. You hear about this all the time, you know, water, moccasin. There's only two types of snakes, constrictor snakes and venomous snakes. And then you have these rattlesnakes. And rattles have little rattles. They're pit vipers because they can sense heat. They have little pits in their nose part. You know, there's a whole variety of them. Rattlesnakes are just a common one. But these pit vipers that inject venom into you, the venom is either a neurotoxic or hemotoxic, and mixtures of both, right? So you might have a snake, such as a Southern Pacific rattlesnake or a Northern Pacific rattlesnake, one of those varieties. It has a great deal of hemotoxic venom. Now, hemo means blood, and what it does is it attacks the muscle tissue and the blood. It poisons it, basically. But as it poisons it, it's actually a digestive enzyme. You have to digest your prey, right? Isn't that sinister that injects you with a digestive enzyme and kills you? Hello. Okay, but the other way is what's called neurotoxic venom. And neurotoxic venom, now, how did I get from this windmills to neurotoxic venom? I'm telling you about the Mojave Desert down there because I love it so much. This venom, neurotoxic venom, which, you know, the black mamba, all these other snakes out there, we're not talking about constrictor snakes like boa constrictors, right? Or garter snakes, simple constrictors. But neurotoxic venom is highly toxic to nerves, hence the term neurotoxic. And it's kind of interesting, the Mojave Green has a specific toxicity of neurotoxic venom to the phrenic nerve of the diaphragm. You know, so it's a mammalian prey is what they're after. And it just so happens that the kangaroo mouse is the prey of the Mojave Green. And those kangaroo mice, they're called kangaroo mice because they leap like kangaroos and their back legs are oriented like kangaroos. They're small little critters. They're cute little bugs. And they carry rabies at times, but they're cute. So, but the Mojave Green, when it bites it, and, of course, that neurotoxic venom goes right specifically to the phrenic nerve and stops their breathing, slows it down to nothing. But it keeps them alive long enough. It certainly does. In fact, what happens when people get bit, that's what happens to them. They collapse. Sometimes they're called two-step snakes. You hear that terminology. You get more than two steps out of this. Although, I did have a student who was bitten, and he said, no, I got two steps. That was it. I was dropped. And he survived. A lot of people don't survive. In fact, most people who get bit by a Mojave Green, if they don't get there and get the antivenom, the Corfab, it's over. OVER. Used to work with Loma Linda University at times, and
God, who was that Venom doctor? Venom ER. I can't remember. Sean, somebody. Anyway, he and I would talk at times, and because I knew about the he came later than I did, and I knew about the prehistory of a lot of the zonal regions of the Mojave Desert. See, this is why I say I love the Mojave Desert. So I have some credibility in saying to the Chinese and Jerry Brown and Obama and all these green people, you have destroyed the magnificent environment of the Mojave Desert. You have destroyed that. You talk about green people. How about green monsters who have gobbled up that desert territory down there? And by the way, it was pristine, a lot of that. Still pristine. You know, when you go out there and you tear up the surface of that desert, it will not recover for 10,000 years. And what have you done? You put in miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of what? Solar panels that don't do squat. They don't produce anything. Oh, when they put them up, they forgot. You know what? When the wind blows in the desert, which it does every day promptly at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and everybody who lives in the desert knows exactly what I'm talking about. Guess what? Dust blows. Oh, because it's dusty out there. I can't. No, that's isn't it green covered with grass all over the place, nicely mowed and cultivated? No, it's not. The dust does blow. When the dust does blow, guess what? It settles on the panels, and the efficiency of the panels diminishes. It's a big problem. So it's so big that most of those solar panels that they nicely installed from the Chinese out there are worthless. They produce about 10% of their capability. And then they lose all that in transmission to the main grid. It's a farce, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the windmills are a farce. In my beautiful parts of California, I have detested the visual pollution of those things. They are despicable on the beautiful landscape of California. Despicable. It's pollution. And it's destructive. It's killing birds like you can't believe. Okay, so the radical environmentalist comes out of Paul Preston, and you're seeing it. Why? Because I am so sick and tired of these perverted monsters who think they can come over here and rape the good land of this country, like the Chinese coming in here, and think that it's okay with us. It's not. It's not okay. Anyway. Tirades. But I just got to get it out. That's a fact. Enough is enough. It's now time to turn the tide. Take these solar panels out of the desert. They're worthless. They're polluting. And to what end has all this been? So somebody could tell us a big lie and make billions of dollars. Thanks, Al Gore. Oh, and climate change? Yeah, you ought to stop trying to manipulate the climate through geoengineering. Just a little suggestion from the rest of us Americans and Californians who are going to come looking for you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're reading from this article that Katie Grimes put out, and yeah, I've taken most of the hour because it's so good. Just, this is premium writing going on here. She refers to her own son, which is kind of interesting, and about how he has left and he wants to leave California. Also, this some of the reports that have gone on to about California, and the title of the article is really catchy. How California Democrats have turned the Golden State into a hole. a reference, obviously, to Donald Trump's Haitian statements about Haiti being a hole. I hate it when that happens. Anyway. So in the article, the last portion of the article, we'll get through this right now, and says, this is an article by Kristen Beshaghi, wrote in Reason's Hit and Run blog, that the comparison says, to achieve Brown's goals, he will have to compel, this is about clean automobiles. And she gave this rundown about how Jerry Brown wants to ban the sale of gas and diesel-powered cars in California. And there are 26 million drivers in California. More than 2 million new vehicles were registered. Anyway, so a small percentage of these cars are electric and clean cars. This is her point. And so this article that came out by this Christian Briscagli wrote in Reason says... to achieve Brown's goals, he will have to compel 99% of California drivers to trade in their gas guzzlers for electric vehicles that they currently find too expensive or too impractical. And that doesn't count, listen to this, that doesn't even touch on the issue of providing enough changing stations for these vehicles or generating. This is where I kind of got off in the last thing about Mojave Green Snakes, right? No, I'm sorry, I digress. What I'm talking about, of course, is the Mojave Desert being raped, solar panels, and also the Chinese want all that land so that they can mine it. They can mine it for rare earth elements. That's the key thing. To achieve Brown's goal, 99% will have to give it up. This Briscagli guy points out that electric vehicles are mostly owned by California's wealthy. A 2016 Berkeley study found that 83% of those making use of California's electric vehicle subsidies program made over $100,000. California isn't Norway, which is the world leader in using electric cars. Norway. That's, of course, the reference to why don't we have more Norwegians come in than from the hole Haiti. Right? It's freezing cold and frozen in Norway, which relies almost entirely on hydroelectric power. With our Mediterranean-like climate, warm, dry summers, and mild, wet winters, California isn't Norway, and the leftists in California hate hydroelectric power anyway. I don't know about you, but I find that to be a rather user-friendly article, don't you? I mean, I really do. I really do. So, California, official sanctuary state. Who put up, by the way, we got the sign on this article. It says, California, welcome to California, and then official sanctuary state for felons, illegals, and MS-13. Welcome. Democrats need the votes. Who put this thing up? So there's, you know, when you drive into California and you see the signs, it says, they cross the border. Let's say you're coming from Arizona. You're on highway, what is that, highway 10? Yeah, maybe it's 10. It's 15, no, what is it? I don't remember now. It's not 5. No, 5 goes up and down. It must be 10, highway 10. But so you come across Blythe, California. Have you ever been to Blythe, California, on the Arizona border by the Colorado River? I used to drive through Blythe almost on a weekly basis. I got to tell you, it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. No, really, actually, Blythe is a wonderful place. It is. Blythe, Needles. Needles, California. No wonder they call it Needles. It's so prickly and hot. Anyway, but wonderful desert. And if you love the desert, go there. And if you want to be exposed to a lot of things in Blythe, wonderful farming area, Imperial County, great county in California. Okay, so welcome to California is the official sign that you see when you drive in, right? It's a big green sign, so welcome to California. Now, but somebody put up there just recently at the beginning of the year, after Jerry Brown signed the sanctuary state business. I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. These signs are not Photoshop. And we've been through this whole thing. These signs say this at the bottom. It's an official, it looks to me like an official state sign. And I was examining some of the pictures close up. They have been professionally screwed in to the post. And there's two metal posts in this one particular one. And I saw a whole bunch of other ones, and they've been posting them up. What is going on? Who's doing it? Did Jerry Brown approve of these signs? It says, this is what the sign says. And it's in blue, so it's a contrast to the green freeway signs. Official sanctuary state in bold letters, and then felons, illegals, and MS-13 welcome. Democrats need the votes. That's what it says. So anyway, that's the beginning of the article. So when you read, and when you tap into this article, you're going to see that sign. But isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Jerry Brown, if it's brown, flush it down. I'm sorry. I am losing it. I'm so punchy, but I'm losing it. I'll be okay. If I can claw my way to Saturday, I'll be fine. Meet up and we have our little breakfast in the morning. Anyway, so that's what's really going on so far this hour and next hour. I'm gonna wake some people up. People have been calling me during the show, and now they figured it out. If they can call me between segments. Just, you know, we get in touch with it. Call you between segments. So anyway, visit newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. There's a press release out there that you might want to look into. Okay, press release that you might want to look into. That's the press release about grievance number one, which is coming on the 23rd. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website. Agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And quiet that thing down. Okay, a lot of things going on. I'm getting a lot of emails flooding in. And so this is now time for chaos and controlled chaos. It's okay. It's okay. We'll get it straightened out. Anyway. There's some wonderful things happening, and we want to keep those wonderful things happening. So keep those emails coming in, and you can go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, get the recent press release about what's happening, and also spelling errors. Now, those of you that are out there, I'm getting the messages from several of you that there's a couple of spelling errors out there we're going to correct. And have I thought they were already corrected, but apparently I just got an email that they weren't. We're going to have to talk to staff. Well, since I'm staff, we're going to have that conversation. I am a little bothered by the spellings that were corrected this morning that's still getting out there. So I have to figure out what's happening with that. So those of you that are listening, we tried to correct these errors in some of the spelling, like Liberty and Monterey, and that is by Marsha. Thank you very much, though. And so we're going to correct that. I thought it was corrected, but apparently it is not corrected.
And this is a persistent problem. So I don't know what I'm going to have to call the provider in at the end of the show. So just spelling is a thing for me because my senior English teacher, she drove me nuts with about spelling and punctuation and all that other stuff. I hated and detested her. Now I love her to death. Isn't that amazing how that works? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.